Just opening up. Okay, it's just a chazer where we left off, and then go a little bit forward. So we're in the middle of the first Torah, and we had started off again. Rav Aaron Lopiansky's mashal is the way that kind of a lot of Hasidus works is like in a computer, you open up a bunch of windows that don't necessarily seem related, and then at the end it kind of comes together into one picture until it all kind of meshes through. So he starts off. He says we were addressing in principle, as per Rav Chaim Kramer's note, that a Talmud was coming to the Rebbe saying that he felt like his tefillas weren't being accepted, and he was wondering, how we could approach that. And we started off in saying through Torah, we're going to see what kind of Torah tefillas are accepted. So it's very nice that the very first piece of Likutei Maran is focused on the window into tefillas being accepted as Torah. And through Torah, tefillas are going to be accepted, and that's tied to this idea that through Torah also chein, which we're going to talk a lot about, and chashivas, I guess both in a personal way and of Klal Yisrael, is going to be elevated, because in a state of galus, this chashivas and this chein is not where it should be, but rather it belongs to the goyim. And one thought that we offered was that when things are fulfilling their role and things are in a shlemus, there's a certain chein there and a certain chashivas. When somebody is, even if they're doing something that's objectively, seemingly important, if when a person is in the wrong role, a person is wearing a beautiful suit but it's an ill fit, whatever the mashal is, there's something that doesn't sit well. And in this situation of Gullus, the Gemara already says that if the Goyim would know what benefit they had when there was Beis HaMikdash and the Shefa was flowing through and things are the way that they should be and we had the right connection to Shemaim, the entire world would benefit. And now that the Klal Yisrael is not there, the mashal we gave is like a garden hose. I don't think it came from me, that if you stop up the avenue of Shefa, so the number one, less water is going to come out. Number two, the areas where it's going to find to come out is going to be in distorted ways, and now you can have a tremendous amount of chachma that comes out in science by goyim. You could have the same neflois habayri that to us would lead us to chachma. Other people, it leads to kfira. So we said, this inin of chein, he gets into why Torah restores the chein and what type of Torah, and he starts talking about the idea of seeing seichel in everything. This is the specific type of a chachma that we're going to be trying to connect, and it doesn't only come from him. I'll just mention to you briefly, and then we're gonna go through in a second. The Talmud Devora says, at least in two places, one of the places he's talking about a nava, which is also an inin of his batlus. And he says in Perek Beis, just getting my bookmark, he says he's going through how to attach to and relate to certain midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says Rishona kolel asakoli midas ha'anava neshi tluya bekeser. Okay, he's relating it to midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says what's anava midah? That's the midah. He goes through, but he talks about how to get it. He says amnam. One second. Sorry. Oh, okay, he goes on. He says, "Lefichach tzarach kol adam hargal atzmo be'elu amidas ma'ad ma'ad ve'ikarish yispo shimavtecha kol zanava," which is the rosh of everything, "shol v'yimtza ba'atzmo erach klal." A person doesn't find in himself any value. That doesn't mean that a person doesn't have value. Like we said before, when a person is reflective, the moon's true value is when it doesn't have any independent thing that's mixed in. When it's totally reflecting what it's supposed to reflect, it has total is batlas, that's where its value is. But a person who's an anav, recognize that it doesn't have any independent value, and he's going through how to get there. He says one of the ways, he goes through a bunch of ways, is a rishon who lechabed hanevra'im kulam, to be mechabed everything that you come across, achar sheyaker behem mailas haborei asher yotzer ha'adam b'chachma v'chein kol nevra'im chachma seyotzerem v'yira atzma shareim nechbadim ma'od ma'od. When you come to see the kavod and the seichel and the chachma and everything, that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how you can recognize, that's how you can come to anava. And he says vayter also that when you're coming to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midav chachma, it says again, that you can't be degrade or despise anything. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma is in everything you see, whether it's domeim, tzomeach, chai, medaber. And he says, you shouldn't even act negatively towards your food. He says, kulam b'chachma sisa, and he goes on that not any creature, you shouldn't even uproot plants or kill animals. You should even that by shechita, we choose like a good death with the knife. This way of understanding that you fit into a bigger picture, even if you end up being the guitar player and somebody else is just like playing the cymbal, is to recognize that, but the one who made the symphony, the conductor, put everything exactly in its place. So then, Baruch Hashem, you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have more of a major role. That's a bracha to you. But to sit there and say that something else is less important, it has exactly the role that Hashem made for it. So he said that this is the type of Torah that a person is trying to engage in. And the way that we develop, and we started talking together a lot of concepts of Yaakov and Reishis and Shemesh and the Cheses Chiyus and these ideas of finding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a divine plan in a very specific way and in a pratiistic way in every single thing that you come across. But the problem is that you would be totally blown away. We can't encounter Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way to do this is to develop Malchus, which Malchus is in the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something that it's reflective. It's the universal Kli. So we said it's Leis Degarme Klum. It doesn't have anything of its own. What it's doing is it's the kaila and taking everything that came before it. And if we can relate ourselves to Malchus, what's Malchus, by the way? O Malchus Shemayim. It's total Hizbatlus. When we come and we're Mizbatl our das to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so at that point, that becomes this catalyst and this way that we can relate to the Chachma of Hashem. And we said that this Malchus is represented by a Nun. So obviously we're going over here, and if Chachma is a Ches and the Malchus is the Nun, and you put those things together, so then you're going to have Chain, but we're going to try to learn it in a little bit more of a grounded way. You know, as he says, a lot of the concepts that he talks about are a little bit out there, but as we approach this Malchus and we develop this idea of Hizbatlus and Aseh Ritzono Kirtzoncha, we bring ourselves to Malchus, and then we can recognize the Chachma that's inherent in every element of the world, and this is going to be the avenue ultimately to have our tefillas be accepted. And with the one thing that we said is, so what's the flip side of this? There's divine energy in everything. The flip side of this is when a person doesn't have his batlus and they recognize and they think that things have their own kaychus. And, you know, it could be that you daven to Hashem that he should help me with X. But X has its own considerations, right? So there's other negative kaychus, but Hashem is more important and he's better and we should do the right thing instead of the wrong thing. But on the other side, those things have their own autonomy and their own considerations. That's called Malchus HaRasha. That's Esav. We said if Yaakov is Chachma, that's Esav that was Mevaza the Bechaira, that he is not saying that everything comes from Chachma. A lot of the rest of it takes like the Pnimius of like these things of Chumash. It also makes them certain ways for practical avoda. And when we look at other things of having their own avenue and not everything is coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's taking this element of Malchus, which is supposed to not have any of its own considerations, and you're giving other things considerations, and it plugs them up. So the way that we strengthen the Yetzer Tov of Malchus is through Torah, Mesiras Nefesh, Hizbatlus, and specifically this Torah of recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything. That's how we ultimately get there. So now that we explained about the Malchus and the versus the Sitcha Achra and strengthening through Torah, so now that we have to explain how this is going to relate to our Tefillas. So on the left side of the page, that we mischaber this malchus and the chachma, the kli, the nun and the ches, this kablim called tefillas bakashas. Our tefillas are going to become accepted. Ki ikar mashi ain this kablim of bakashas. Why taka are our requests over here? As earlier said, tefillas and bakashas. Now he says bakashas, but the reason that our bakashas, that we at least in an individual way we could say, maybe if you want to say tefillas are formalized prayer and bakashas are individualized prayer, the reason that we personally have a hard time connecting is because we don't have this element of chayin, which we're saying is in a literal way. Chayin is when somebody, why is it that two aniyim walk into shul and one guy you give a quarter from your talis bag and the other guy for no reason you take out your credit card and give him $180? I don't know, right? So chayin in a simple way is favor, but on the other hand, that we said that this idea of connecting the malchus of being mizbatel ourselves to the divine chachma and relating to everything as coming from a kadosh baruch hu, that the person has to be receptive. When you need something from somebody, some people are very smart, some people are very capable, but for some reason you say that people have chen. Comes up, like I said, at least four times, three. I was looking at benching with my kids, by Noida, by the fourth bracha, and then by Bamaram also, right? We were constantly asking for chen. Somebody has to be receptive to you. For whatever reason, your requests and your entreaties, what you're trying to make this attachment is not being niskabel, right? That there has to be, it's not just that somebody decides, that would be even a one-sided giving. In order for there to be this connection, that it's very interesting also, just, he doesn't say it, the idea of tefillah being connected, it's not just that you see something that's a need and you decide to give it, that you give, so we're not talking about you give tzedakah in an anonymous way and you feel like you did good, you don't know who did it. One of the things that it shows also is that tefillah is be'etzim a connection, right? In other words, like a male, female, even in electricity, they have that one thing fits into the other. We're not just talking about that you independently see that there's a need and you decide that you're gonna give whatever it needs. We're talking about that tefillah needs to be that I have a certain chain and that you have a certain area that's able to be niskabel that chain, that my tefillah finds a place in your rutzen that you're gonna grant it. It's a different way of looking at tefillah. He doesn't say it, but it's just occurring to me. And this is the type of Torah that we're talking specifically about, that we're able to bring ourselves to Malchus, and we're able to see, like the Talmud Dvorah says, that the divine Chachm in everything, that it brings us to an Anav, that we don't see in ourselves, and we have a big role, is a big responsibility. Having a lot of Chachma is a big responsibility to share it. Money is a big responsibility, being tall is a big responsibility to get something off a high shelf. If you could daven, whatever it is, Shai is here, right? Then he was that's a responsibility, and it creates an obligation and something that you're going to answer for if you don't meet that obligation. There's no reason that a person should feel gaivadik about that. It just puts him on a higher level that he has to answer to. When we see that the divine wisdom is in everything, that, like the Talmud verse says, brings us to Anava. And it's a way also to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midav Chachma Kanal, V'nase Chen. And now the Ches and the Nun go into each other, they combine V'al Kein Nikras HaTera Yalas Chen. And that's why we see that this Torah is able to give the one requesting is able to give him Chen, V'azai Zoycha Shedvara V'hem Divrei Chen. What he requests now is going to have this quality of being able to enter into the recipient of his request, V'azai Niskablin Dvarav U'Bakal Shosav. And now, again, he's not even talking about tefillahs over here. He's talking about, I guess, not just by klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that this world parallels the way that Shemayim works also. He's talking in general, though, anava and recognizing your role. This is a way that when you go to ask somebody something, the way to find chen by somebody is to recognize that you have a place in the overall picture and to do what your role is. And if you're supposed to be the cook, don't try to be the general. The best coach in the world is not necessarily a good running back, right? Everybody has to be whatever he's supposed to be. And then that, there's going to be a of things fit. That's why somebody speaks and finds chen by the recipient of that request. The Hainu Zeshem Vakshin Mimenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to do it. Which, by the way, just intuitively, he's not saying this, but I'm suggesting, makes sense. Because number one, if you see the divine wisdom in everything, so that means that you're also aligning yourself, you're thinking godlike. That means that your requests, it's not like I'm going to align my perspective with Hashem and then I'm going to make a selfish request. So once you get to this place, it means that your requests also are going to be in line with Torah and Emes and Ratzon Hashem. If you're asking from somebody something that's Ratzon Hashem that rings true as Emes, the truth is that's another reason that he's going to grant your request, because he also steltsus to Emes. Everybody has inside of them something that relates to Emes. So number one, it intuitively makes sense because you're both coming from the same root. And again, a person's fulfilling their tachlis is a certain chen when a person is doing something appropriate. You know, one of these things where you can tell everybody that they're beautiful and they sing and whatever it is. There's a rude awakening for a lot of people when they realize that they don't have the... It's much better if you could find somebody's positive qualities and show them that they have this positive quality than to walk around calling everybody a tzaddik and everybody a chacham and everybody a tam chacham. Because at some point they're going to get there, and if they're the smartest... There's therapists that are on like Harvard and Yale campuses, because you have people that the top one percentile of every school goes there, and the bottom 80% of Yale has never, there can only be a top 20%. Everybody else is the bottom 80%. You know what I mean? You all of a sudden you have people that were on top of the mountain and they have to reconcile themselves for that. In this context, they've never felt like that before. That's why I think Yale, but at least the law school, doesn't have grades. It's pass-fail. But that's probably one of the reasons. But people have to be in the role that fits. And the, you know, so he says ka'es tisbar b'chi. Sorry. So he says it's just in the note over here. So he says now the question is how this idea zeh b'chinas tav. How does this chain bring to the that tefillas are going to be accepted? What's the mechanism? And he's working again with these like lofty concepts. What happens when you have a ches and a nun put together? If you have a ches and you put the nun next to the ches, so now the nun sticks out, it has a little foot. You know what that makes? I can't speak to what this means. It makes it tough. If you have a ches and then you put the nun next to it on the left side, so now that's going to make it tough. V'zeh b'china is tough. So when the chen comes together, it adds a certain b'china of a tough. Hainu ayideshen is chab. You see, even though we don't understand it, you see the Gemara in Shabbos already that the Rav quoted on by the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, that the Aleph Beis itself has truths in it. Hine ayideshen is chabru v'nis kashru aches v'anon v'nase b'china is chen. Now that you were makabel, you had this batlus and you brought yourself to malchus, and now you can relate to this element of chachma. So now ideas and nasa b'chinas tav. What's a tav? So it says shehu lashon chakika or reshima. The lashon of tav is to carve out and to make a reshim and to make an impression. Kamosha chasuv in Yecheskel it says Gemara and Shabbos also. Vayomer Hashem elav. I'm just telling you the pasuk. Over besoch here besoch Yerushalayim. Go through Yerushalayim. Vesvisa tav on the foreheads of the people, and it's talking about by the. Destruction over there. It says that you know who the destructive malach should go after first. But it is visa tav. You should make a mark. A lashon of tav is a lashon of making a mark on somebody, of making an impression, an indelible impression. A chakika is carved, and a reshima is an impression. So this idea of chen now continues forward. Once the ches and the nun are next to each other, the nun really shtels to the ches. So you have this chen, and the nun goes to the ches. It translates into making a reshim on the one that you're reaching out to. Ki al yidei achein nechak v'nir shemokom b'lev ha-mizbakesh l'kabel ha-bakasha. Ki al yidei achein niskabel dvarav. Now the words will be accepted. Nimsa shebechin eschein chakak mokom b'lev shemivakshim imanu. So when you have this favor, it's now going to make an impression on the one who you're requesting from. Kidei sheyikonsu dvarav b'libo v'yikabel bakasha. So he'll accept your request. V'chakika reshima zeh b'chin es tav kanal. And here we go. V'zehu divrei chachamim. Now you have your nun, you had malchus, you see the chachma, that is going to make a tough on the one who you're requesting from. That it will be, and therefore the words of the chachamim, because now you're a chacham, now you can relate to chachma, and now their words have nachas, nun, chas, into a tough. And this is the pnimius of what's going on over here, that nachas deka, dehainu b'chinas chen anal, v'hatof anal, v'haydez anasa oisyes, nachas, v'az neshmam dvarav v'neskabel b'kasha. So you have to take that? So he says, now it's going to translate into Bakasha being created. And elsewhere, Rav Nachman also says that when you learn a piece of Torah, so I don't know exactly, but he'll get to where he says it, you're supposed to turn into it, that you should daven, that you should be able to fulfill it. In other words, Torah and tefillah be'etzem go hand in hand. You'll tell me, I wanted to finish a little more, but you'll tell me when, if you have to go. Okay, I'm doing what I have to do. Okay, so now he said that this idea of chen was attained. We said that Yaakov, and we're going to see, it's almost parenthetical over here, because he's just like almost bringing rayas and setting up places where we see it and we can relate to it through Yaakov, and we're going to see Yosef also. Valkein Yaakov shubichinas asechel. So we said that Yaakov, Reishis, Bechar, had this element of chachma, and alkein zocha lechein, because he had this, he was zoicha to chachma, which means that necessarily he also had this his batlus, and he was zoicha to malchus also, kamosha kas. Of Kichanani Elokim. Since he had Chachma, means that he had the Malchus also. And we see that when he approached Esav, what happened? Esav was going to kill him. And what happened? Esav somehow unbelievably changed his position and granted his request. Go, take it for a second. So he says, continue this, yeah. So he says that Yaakov, what happened? Esav turned around and granted his request. Why? Because Yaakov achieved this element of chen, where all of a sudden, inexplicably, his request, he found chen by Esav, and Esav was granting his request, and all of a sudden had this about face. How is that? Because it's this element that we're talking about, and that we see that Yaakov gave a bracha that this should be to his descendants. Ki chanani Elokim, that Hashem granted him this chen, and this ended up turning into a bracha to his descendants also. Al kein beirachas hashvatim b'chen, k'mosh kasva yiladim asher chanan. Now Binyamin wasn't alive yet, so how did Binyamin get this bracha of chen? Binyamin lo haya az val kein bircho Yosef b'chein, because Yosef was Eila told us Yaakov Yosef had this element also kamosha kasev elokim yachon chabani v'davka Yosef haya yachol levarcho b'chein, and it was davka Yosef who was able to give this bracha ki Yosef haya kol b'Yosef b'chein is Yaakov. Again, this is almost like parenthetical in the piece, tying together these elements of Torah personalities, supporting this idea where we see literally the panemius playing out over here. This is why Yosef was able to give Binyamin, the brother who didn't get the Shevet, who didn't get the Chain, because Yosef had this element that he was aligned with Yaakov in this regard. K'mosha Kasavelu told us Yaakov Yosef, ki hu haya ikar toldosav, and he was able to be mekabel the derech and the avoda, ki Yaakov Yosef kachada chashivi, fine. V'yalkei nemar be Yosef, and that's why we see by Yosef that when Moshe was giving the brachas, b'char shoro, that it's in the brachas it says that it's a reference that Yehoshua was the one who was going to come out from him, hadurlo, and it's going to have this hadar, which, by the way, just in this element, I have noticed this week in Rashi. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to see later on, different remember that that Moshe is compared to the Shemesh and Yeshua is compared to the Levana, this idea of having laced the garment klum, and he was Mamis Asma Ba'alo Shel Taira. And Rashi in Lamed Aleph Chav Teh says, the Pasuk says, Achrei Mosi Ki Hashchis Tashchisun. Moshe says, after my death, that the people are going to act corruptly. But Yeshua, they also didn't. So it's not after my death, says Moshe. It's after Yeshua dies, really. What does Rashi say? Shenemar v'yavod Yisrael s'shem kol Yeshua. Mikan shetalmido shel Adam, a true Talmud, somebody who has memes atzmo ba'alei shel Torah. He was totally the Levana. There was laced the garment klum. He was totally reflective of Moshe. Chavav lav kagufo. She calls man she Yeshua chai hayanira leMoshe ki ilu hu chai. That Yeshua had this element also of total esbatlus of malchus of the Levana. Moshe, and therefore it was shava b'shava. It was the same thing. There was no difference. There was no difference. Again, to achieve total chachma, if you want everything, you know, you have to say, Hashana Elokeinu Hashana, save me. If you come to total isbatlus, you can come to total simcha. You can be where you have to be because there's nothing of you getting in the way. You could fail. Hashem can't fail. When you have this isbatlus, and that's why it says, Bechar hu bechinas haseichel, this Bechar is the chachma, v'zeu shayrai, and this is shayrai loshin histaklus, because it says Ashurenu v'lo karov, and this is the way that we're learning it, that I see, but it's not close. What does the pasuk mean? Again, with the note over here, by the malchus, it allows him to see something and relate to something that's not karov, that I could otherwise not even shtel tzu to. The chachma of Hashem is so beyond me, but if I am a kabbal ol malchus shemayim and I have malchus, then I'm going to be able to relate to a kadosh baruch hu and come to see literally in everything. Kitzrichin listagel baseichan sheish b'chal davar kanal v'zehu hadar lai, and this is the hadar targum onklus zivlei. What does it mean? Hadar, this magic. That if you do this, you have this thing. This is Ziv. We said the Shemesh. It shines before you. It's shining a light in front of you that you'll be able to go forward. It will illuminate your way. You'll be able to see everything. Lashon Ar. Ki Haseichel Meir Lo. Not bad. Because this seichel is what lights up in front of you every single thing that you relate to. This is where the money is, right? Now this is a big statement. And I'll say one thing I saw by Rav Yerucham on Shabbos because you can't not. It's very important. You know, people think that you say Gamzu Latova. I heard Rav Pinkus one time talk about Amuna. Says people make a mistake. People think that you say that everything, nothing is bad and everything is good and whatever it is. Says a person who, let's say, has to go through an operation and it hurts, right? It doesn't, having emuna or bitachon doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. I mean, it hurts and it's for my benefit, right? It doesn't mean that sometimes when you go on the roller coaster and you know that it ends, you can end up in the right place. It doesn't mean when it goes upside down that you're not going to throw up sometimes, right? A person has to know that in life, it doesn't mean that there's no chayshach. It doesn't mean that everything is easy. There's a difference between saying, that just means that if a person's walking in a dangerous neighborhood, bitachon means that I can call 911 and Hashem is going to save me. Not that I don't know I'm in a dangerous neighborhood. That just means that you have your head in the ground and you don't know what's flying in life. That's totally different. And saying that there's no chayishyach, even Nachum Ish Gamzu said Baruch Dayan MS when something bad happened. Right, it's just that he knew how to relate to it. So he said it's an important point. He says Meir lo asechel that we understand how to look that afilu b'makom shei oifel v'chayshach. You acknowledge that's chayshach. You don't have to pretend that nothing in life is chayshach. Meir lo asechel, but what you do know is that you understand perspective. You understand how to look at it. You understand where it's coming from. It's not coming from someplace else. Malchus harisha. There's no other considerations that's making it happen. Right. The last time we gave a mashal, there's a difference between a test where you fail and you're kicked out, and there's a difference if you're taking, you know, for the CPA exam or the bar review, you're taking a test that's designed to make you pass. It's designed to see where your failures are so that you can work on that, and the person will slip you the answers in the middle to give you, if he thinks that you're going to do better by passing and you're getting a 63, he'll slip you the extra couple points. Life is meant to bring out your greatness. When you understand how to see the purpose, that's how you do it. And so it's one point from Rav Rocham. I won't say the whole thing, but he says, unbelievable. He says, it's in this week's parsha. The chapter is called Or Behester Panim. It's in Dvarim Beis, page 104. But he says, seeing the light in the Hester Panim. One paragraph, he says the lashon is zacha ezer kenegdo in Gemara. Loi zacha, then zacha it'll be ezer. Loi zacha it's going to be kenegdo. Zacha by Torah it says it's going to be samchayim. Loi zacha samisa. So he says, you know what it means? He says, if I tell you, if you're Zoicha, then the puzzle piece is going to fit perfectly. If you're not Zoicha, it's not going to fit. That means that the question is whether you're going to know how to put it together. But the piece, Be'etzem, is a piece that fits perfectly. It says, when you look at life and the question is whether or not things are going to come together, the question isn't whether it's good or bad. The truth is that the thing mitzad atzmo is a shlemus. The question is whether you're going to be Zoicha or you're not going to be Zoicha. It's a totally different way. So there's not necessarily good, I mean, things present as ra. There's not necessarily good and bad. It's not that some people got a raw deal. The question is that they're looking at their cards, they think they got a raw deal, they're playing poker, they think that they're playing blackjack, they just don't understand what they're looking at. And one of the rayas he brings, he says that the malachim saw Adam Arishon, and it says that they wanted to sing to him Shira. It says, were the malachim wrong? The malachim be'etzim had a clearer perception than we have. He says, the malachim didn't realize that Adam was bones and blood and flesh. The malachim realized that Adam wasn't spiritual, that this world is Hester. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented this world to us, it's down a thousand tzimtzumim, and even if everything Adam Arishon wouldn't have done, the Chet Arishon, and etc., everything would work perfectly. The bottom line is that we live in a very physical world where spirituality is screened from it. So the malachim realized that there's something lacking in Adam's spirit. What were they singing? Shira. So he said, the malachim saw clearly this idea of being able to see that through the tzimtzum, that the chachma is presented in an olam hamaisedik way. That's a perspective that they were able to see this presentation of it. They didn't see the presentation as being bad. They were able to understand that it was a perfect puzzle piece. They were zoicha. The question is, that's the clearer perception. That's where we have to train ourselves to have malchus. And then you have, okay, these like Hasidic stories, like, you know, the doctor, like, you know, somebody says he has a lot of problems, you know, go ask Rav Zish or somebody, go ask, you know, go, he says he gets sent, you know, go ask him problems. He goes, he says, how do I deal with my problems? He goes, I don't know why you're coming to ask me. I don't have any problems. You know, he's living like in a hut. The question is, you know, a lot of times in the Oscars, I don't watch the Oscars or whatever, I don't know which one is the movies, and a lot of times the person that wins the best award is the guy who played the pauper. A lot of times the guy who wins the award is the guy who plays the part in the movie that was a terrible, that was a part that nobody would want to play in life, but he played his role well. That doesn't mean people think in a Western mind that if my prayers are granted, I'm going to get money and everyone gets engaged and I'm going to live a long life and da 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 da, and I have this long list of like Hollywood ideals. The truth is that if all of your prayers are granted, you're going to have all of the tools that you need to play your purpose, and you'll play your purpose perfectly, and you'll be of Das, and everything is going to fit well, and that's going to be where you're supposed to be. It doesn't mean that you're going to have that Hashem is going to shtel tzu to you. It means that you're going to figure out a way to shtel tzu to Hashem. The world has a lot of roles that need to be played. So he says, now he comes through. This is a little bit quicker because now it's really like the sum up of everything we said. I kind of ran through. There was a line in the beginning of the Sefer. He says, said, we're going to explain some of the statements of Rabbah Bar Chana. So now we're just going to plug this into a statement that the Gemara brings from Rabbah Bar Chana and Bava Basra, which I think is the juggler in the King Gemara's. In that book, that are from the Gra, the Rambam translated, Zeh Perish Masha Amar Rabbah Bar Chana, Hai Gala, a wave, Dematba L'Sfinta, that could sink a ship, Mischaze, it appears, Ki Tzutzisa Denur Chivrta, that it has a spark of white flame, Bereisha, on the crest, Umachinan Lei, and we beat it, Ba'alvasa with a stick, Dechokik Alei, Ekya Asher Ekya. Okay, so that obviously also makes a lot of sense at first glance, right? So you have a wave that could sink a ship that has a spark of white fire that we beat it down with a stick. Now, gala, a wave, huayetzahara, that comes to overwhelm the Kedusha, that comes to drown the Kedusha. The matbalisvinta, it sinks a ship, huachin vahachashivas, because we said that this chain is developed when you engage the Kedusha and the Yetzer Tov and you have his batlas. The Lashon Safin in Aramaic is a Lashon v'chashuv, and he says that this ship comes to sink the Yetzahara by drowning out the chain. Ki ayetzahara roitza latbiyo lahashba chas v'sholim b'chinas achin vahachashivas shal Yisrael, because what the Yetzahara wants to do is sink this chain so that you can't connect to the Chachma, so that you think that you have other taivas and other considerations, and there's an other Elohim Acherim. Bechinas Malchus de Kedusha, and it wants you to think that there's something else. You're relating to the world not through his Batlas and Malchus of Leis de Garmei Klum, you're relating to the world through this other Malchus. Umeschaziki Tutsisu Denura Chivrita Bereisha, and it appears that there's this tip of a spark of white flame. You know what happens? The Yetzahar is not an idiot. The Yetzahar is very smart. It knows that your heart is in the right place. So you know what it does? It appears to be white with white flame. Ki mitchila yitzhara mislabesh atzmo b'mitzvah sumates adam kilu meisisu lasos mitzvah. What it does is that the first thing it does is it convinces you that through this action, it's actually a mitzvah. It's not going to first try to get you to do a veris, because who in the right mind would do a veris? First, it convinces you that what you're doing is a mitzvah. Vizel, and sometimes that doesn't take that much, by the way. We mentioned, I think, last time that the Chaznish says that people only make one mistake. Once you turn your direction slightly, so now you're going straight according to the way that you saw it. You convince yourself that what you're doing is a mitzvah. This guy's a rusher. It's a mitzvah to ruin his business. It's a mitzvah to do whatever. Everything becomes a mitzvah to embarrass the guy out of thing, whatever it is. Vizel b'chinas tutzisa dinura chivrta, spark of white fire, eish levana. It seems clean and tahar. Afal pichein malach mazaku. But really, it's a malach of that. That's a mazaku. It's really an Avera, the Alkain, no, wrong page. It says, the Umachinan Leiba Alvis to the Chokik Alei Ekya, and he says, because the parish on the other side, they said, now you're going to hit it down with a stick that says, Ekya Sher Ekya Hainu She Iker. What is it? Hachna Aso Shel Yetzahara Hu Al Yidei Taira. What's the Iker putting down of the Yetzahara? It's Taira, She Kula Shmaisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because ultimately the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what makes up all of this, like the Rav said by the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, however something is presenting it to you, you know what you do, you go over it, or if you think about it as an anchor, you go under it, you know, and then all the waves, the ship could seem to be moving, but if it's anchored in something that's, if you put the anchor in the ship itself, it doesn't do you very good. If you anchor it in the ground underneath the turbulence, or you go over it, however you want to think about it, the stick that beats it down is Ekya Asher Ekya, HaTaira Hi Bechinas Vav. Now again, this again is just describing some of the panemius, but okay, the Taira is Bechinas Vav, Ki Aluchas Arkan Vav V'Rachban Vav, the Luchas were 6x6, Vizeo b'chinas alvasa, and this is like a stick. A vav is long and straight. The hainu maklais the chokak alei ekya, that the Torah is like a stick that has the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu shemais b'chinas Torah shebechinas vav. That is the name, the very way. What's a name? The truth is Hashem has no names, right? You know why Hashem has no names? That's all us. Because, you know, what's the shame of Hashem? A name is something that relates to something. So if something is temperature, I could call it warm or cold. If something is a color, I could call it red or green. What happens if somebody says, "What's the temperature outside?" and I say, "It's purple." It's a meaningless statement. The truth is that something has to be quantifiable in order to have a name, okay? So if something is infinite, then it's unquantifiable. The truth is the whole idea of names, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't really just the way that his kashrus with us, Ekesh, I'll be what I'll be, whatever it is, but the way that we relate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us his kashrus with him, and if we relate to this, which Ekya is already like a funny, you know, where Ekya came, by the way, was by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Moshe says, what am I going to tell them a name? A name, Ron Lubyansky, I heard one time say this, he says, a name only has value if either you know who the one is from before. So I'm telling you, by the way, the name that you knew, this is that name, or it's the name that's going to be continue to be used. It was the first and only time like the name was ever said. So how does it even help that they're asking who's going to take us out of Mitzrayim? So he tells them a name that they're not familiar with to begin with, and a name that's never going to be used again. Like, so there's a lot going on. But anyway, Havavu Tzuras Makel V'Hikulish Mosef Shel Hakadosh Hashem Yisbarach. What we're doing is we anchor ourselves in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and this is this thing that's presenting itself as Tov. We can go. We can totally squash it down. What's a meshugana? A meshugana is somebody who's stealing to some other system of das, right? We're going through this presentation, this framework of the way that the Yetzer Hara relates to chachma and other things having chashivas, and it's meshuga. This is it's a shaita. A person doesn't sin unless they're a shaita. You have to hit them. A guy was trying to move a mule, and the mule wouldn't move out of the pit. So this old man came over to him, and he says, "You can't get a mule to move if you're going to push him. You have to speak to him benachas." So he says, "Bechavod." So the old man climbs into the pit. He takes a 2x4 and he smashes the heavens out of its face. Then all of a sudden, so the kid says to him, he says, "I thought you told me you have to speak to him quietly." So he says, "Yeah, but first you have to get his attention." So he says that first you have to hit him, and then you have to speak to him with shameless. So what does that mean? He says there's two reasons that a person are going sideways. Either a person is doing something that totally he knows is wrong and he's going after it anyway, sur me ra. At that point, you just have to squash him, snap him back into it. Tshuva is a process, make an about face, and get rid of it. This is not something you should be doing. But when a person's convinced he's doing the right thing, you need shamos. That's why it's you hit him with a stick that has shamos. This is a two-line piece of Gadot and Bava Basra. This is where like the panemius comes in. Then you have a stick that has shamos that where you attach to something that's above it all. That's where it comes out of it. First you have to machnia the yetzara, what you know is bad. And it attaches it both ways. The derech that you know is not tov gets a stick, and the things that you think are mitzvahs that are a wrong presentation, you have to attach yourself to the true chachma, and that's going to be the shemus. That's anchored in the truth. And of course, this all feeds in to the pasuk in Tehillim, this is the way I'm sure we all learned the pasuk in Tehillim Kufiyotes. I think it's the first pasuk in Kufiyotes. It says Zehu, obviously Ashrei Tamimei Derech, right? That it says fortunate are the ones that are Tamim. Ashrei is a lashon histaklus, is this malchus, this idea of coming to see the chachma. Ashurenu velo karov, right? That you see and you learn to relate to chachma. Tamimei Derech is bechinas Yaakov ish Tam. That who is Ashrei? Who's zoichet to see it? Yaakov, who's zoichet? That this Yaakov that has batlus, we said that Yaakov, who was zoiche to the seichel, who has the chachma, is called tam, which means that he was able to see the seichel that was involved in everything. Betmimus and with malchus, because we said that if Yaakov was zoicha to the chachma, then that means he was also zoicha to the malchus, which gave him chen for Esav to accept his request, and therefore that's how your requests are going to be accepted from people, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, because once you are zoicha to this chen, what does that translate into? That translates into a tov, and your tefillos are going to be accepted in Mirtz Hashem benachas, right, that it's going to be a roishem and chokuk on the lave of the one who there's going to be room for him to accept. Hainu lizgois listakal ala seich. And how do you do this? By bringing yourself to see the godliness in everything, not to pretend that everything, that there's no hardship in the world or challenge, but to see the truth in the choshech, that Yosef saw the visage of his father, even in the window, right, by the Eshes Potiphar. Yosef, when it was choshech, and it seemed to be that there was no way out, Yosef was able to see through the choshech, he was able to attach his chachma. Shubachinis Yaakov Yishtam, Zeh Zoychen Al Yidei HaTaira, Vzeh HaHolchem B'Taras Hashem, Ki Yadei Shaloi Meitari B'Koyach, because you attach to this chachma with Mesiras Nefesh, right? And through this Mesiras Nefesh, this is Batlus, that you're the Levana, that there's Lace the Garme Klum, that Anav is, that there's no Erech. So that's how you're going to learn Torah. You're going to attach to the Chachma. Al Yideza, Noisen, Koyach, Lamalchus, the Kedusha, Bechinas Nun, Lekabel, Menasecha, Bechinas Ches, you get Chain, Vazainas, Achaim, and this Kabel, Dvar of Kanal. That's how your Tfilas and Mir Tashem, this is the guidebook. It all comes together to your Tfilas being accepted. Vazainas, Alachain, Vachashiva, Shal Yisrael, on a clawlyistic way, v'cholat vilas ha'akashis and skablin, and mirtz Hashem, shkayach.